Hey everyone, so you want to know how to use Anchor, right? I'm here to inform, guide, and help you on how to use Anchor. Anchor is a phone app and hosting site owned by Spotify. It's the awesome idea to start creating your podcast by attempting to be the one-stop shop for podcasters without an extensive technical background. You can follow the vertical integration model, meaning that you can record, distribute, and monetize your podcast. Why are you struggling with paying a hosting site which includes promoting your show with limited storages? Forget about it! It's the simple fact that unlimited storages is free. It includes recording, adding music, intros, outros, and uploading episodes. Plus, you get paid some money to put in your pocket through sponsorships with no minimum listenership. That's fantastic and magnificent, isn't it? These are the important things to create and make a podcast. You can download Anchor on your phones, tablets, laptops, and computers, or you can check out anchor.fm so you can get a head start on your podcast right now. Remember, if you have a dream of creating your own podcast, don't let anyone stop you from achieving your goals and dreams. If I can reach the amount of success loving what I love to do in this career, podcasting field, so can you. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening and have fun with your podcast. Let's go. Hey, what's up, everybody from all over the world, including Canada, Long Island, the USA, plus the five boroughs of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm your man, G Money Stacks, aka Host with the Most, aka Greginator, aka Lonely Nomad, aka Rookie Podcaster of Queens, New York, and YouTuber. And this is the sports edition of Excellent, Fun, Vibrant Podcast. Episode 2. Now I quick little sidebar here. I do apologize for not recording. I had a bad 3 days because of the crazy bullshit of course my annoying mother and the whole money bullshit fiasco or whatever you want to call that. But I'm here to make it up to you guys for not recording 2 days ago, but you know, here we are. And listen, if you missed the first episode, don't worry, I got you. All you need to do is subscribe to the Excellent, Fun, Vibrant Podcast, the sports edition show on YouTube, And be sure to enable alerts along with the notification bell alongside with the with the subscribe button, along with more video content, more upcoming episodes, previous episodes. As you can hear, it's raining right now pretty hard. Also, leave a like and a comment based on the episodes, based on the topics that we were talking about. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend. Be sure to share the video along with the audio streaming platforms, along with sharing the podcast along with your friends. All right. So. All right, so let's get to this. So, first topic has to do, hold on. I did come up with a segment right here. I forgot what it, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Actually, no. Actually, yeah. This segment is called Quick Side Bleacher Bar. Basically, what that is basically we're gonna be talking about the athletes in current stories from Bleacher Report, ESPN, whatever sports website it is. And yeah, you can hear the thunderstorm going on right now, so it's not really new. So, of course, without further ado, we're going to be talking about Serena Williams, as they say, ladies first. Okay, let's get to this. Now, if I could get, okay. Six-time champion Serena Williams has pulled out of the U.S. Open, citing the torn hamstring that forced her to retire from her first-round match at Wimbledon in July. Williams announced the news via Instagram on Tuesday, saying the decision to let her body heal completely rather than try to play in New York came after careful consideration with her medical team. End quote. New York is one of the most exciting cities in the world and one of my favorite places to play, she wrote. I'll miss seeing the fans, but will be cheering everyone on from afar. Missing the U.S. Open concludes what can only be considered a frustrating Grand Slam for Williams, who turns 40 next month. After winning her 23rd major title in 2017, Williams hoped to come back after giving birth to her daughter, Olympia. That's a cute name. And win at least one more to match Margaret Court's 24. Seems to be a little glitch in my thing, so just give me a minute so I can pull up the story. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry, guys. Hang on. Okay, we're talking about Serena Williams. Hold on. Serena Williams pulls out. Hang on. Pulls out the U.S. Open. Okay. Wait, USA Bros. Okay. All right, let's go here. All right. Okay. So, yes, as I was reading, Serena Williams is pulling out due to a hamstring. She announced on Instagram Wednesday morning. Of course, Williams initially suffered an injury at Wimbledon, forcing her to retire from the Grand Slam and also miss the Olympics. After careful consideration and following the advice of my doctors and medical team, I have decided to withdraw from the U.S. Open to allow my body to heal completely from a torn hamstring. Okay. New York is one of the most exciting cities in the world and one of my favorite places to play. I miss seeing the fans, but will be cheering everyone from afar. Thank you for your continued support, and I'll see you soon. The 39-year-old has won six of her 23 slams at Flushing Meadows, but Williams hasn't won a major since 2017 and is still trying to tie Margaret Court's record of 24 titles. Wow. Let's see. I know this. It's gotta be more. It's gotta be more. Okay, there's gotta be more to this, actually, other than that. Hang on a second, guys. So, of course, I mentioned that. Already mentioned it. Let me see. Absent from the WTA tour since injuring her right hamstring at Wimbledon. Of course, Serena Williams announced Wednesday that she will miss the 2021 U.S. Open as she continues to recover from what she revealed was a tear. Of course, Reed mentioned this. The world number 22 had not missed a Grand Slam since her 2018 return from pregnancy, a semi-finalist or better in each of her past 11 U.S. Open appearances. Williams reached back-to-back finals here in 2018 and 2019 and advanced to the semifinals in 2020. Her last U.S. Open singles title came in 2014 when she capped a historic run of three straight New York trophies. Serena holds a 106 14 singles record in New York, with the 106 wins her most at any major and the most of any player, male or female, in U.S. Open history. Her six singles title tie her with Chris Evert for the open era record. The American won her 23rd Grand Slam singles title at the 2017 Australian Open while pregnant with her daughter Olympia. Since her return to the WTA Tour in 2018, she's reached four Grand Slam finals, including two at Wimbledon, in her quest to equal Margaret Court's all-time record of 24 major singles titles. Williams, who will turn 40 on September 26, concluded her update on a positive note, hinting at her return to the court as she directly addressed her fans. And she said, in quote, "Thank you for your continued support and love," she wrote. I'll see you soon. Okay. That's actually good that she decides to not only take a break, but also realizing that the injury was pretty serious. I will say, there's not, like I said before, with the two previous athletes, there is nothing wrong with taking a break and taking care of yourself. I mean, we're all human beings, you know what I'm saying? They're not robots. They're human just like we are right now. And of course, our next topic has to do, hold on. Before I even get to the next topic, I do want to say something. If you are an athlete or any other career fields whatsoever, and you know something's wrong, whether it's an injury, whether it's mental health or anything like that whatsoever, look, you're human. At the end of the day, you're not going to be able to please everybody. And like I said, man, there's nothing wrong with taking a break. And to me, that's actually a good thing. And I would say to those who are doubting the person who decides to take care of her health or whatever is just plain ignorant and don't know what it's like to have an injury, like a hamstring or a torn ACL, whatever it is. You hear it all the time in stories. You know what I mean? Of course, I had to actually address this, man. You know what I mean? Of course, I am going to, okay. We're going to go with Del Curry right here. Hold on a second, guys. Okay, Del Curry. Okay, hold on. Okay. We are going to talk about Del Curry right here. All right. Of course, one of the articles of TMZ Sports, Del Curry, Sonya cheated on me with ex-NFL player. Let's read this, shall we? All right. Del Curry says his estranged wife Sonya cheated on him with a former New England Patriots tight end and then lied to him about it. It's all spelled out in court docs obtained by TMZ Sports, in which Steph Curry's father says Sonya is and has been dating Steven Johnson, a sixth-round pick in the 1988 NFL draft. In the docs, Dell says Sonya began her extramarital affair with Mr. Johnson during the marriage and prior to the date of separation, and she lied to Dell each time she cheated on him. Dell in the docs says Sonya is actually living with Johnson in Tennessee and claims she should not be entitled to alimony because of it. For her part, Sonya said in responding documents that she is not living with Johnson, claiming she's living on her own because Dell will not allow her to live at their home. Oh boy. This is okay. Hold on a minute here. You know they say cheaters never win. Cheaters always get caught. Yeah, man. For her part, Sonya said in responding documents that she... Okay, I already read that part. Sonya added that she is, however, currently in a dating relationship, but denied cheating on Dell, saying the relationship began months after she and Dell agreed to legally separate in March 2020. Sonya also said Dell cheated on her during the marriage, claiming he hooked up with different women and that family and close friends knew about it. As we previously reported, Sonya, who married Dell in 1988, filed for divorce back on June 14th. Oh boy. Johnson, meanwhile, was a solid player for Virginia Tech from 1984 to 1987, playing in 44 games while piling up 1,058 receiving yards and receiving receiving touchdowns. The 56-year-old went on to play just 1 year for the Patriots, the Pats, starting three games in the 1988 season. According to Johnson's business page, he's a fan of road racing, fishing, golf, and travel. We reached out to Johnson for comment, but so far, no word back yet. All right. Okay. Our next topic. Hang on a second. If I'm not mistaken. Okay, we're going to talk about All right, let's go to Michael Thomas. All right. Yeah, Michael Thomas. All right. I forget what story this was, but I forget what story this is that he did. Okay. All right. So, of course, Michael Thomas. All right. Let's do this. Okay. Saints Michael Thomas shift back to reserve PUP list. Thomas' illness slash ankle was removed from the reserve COVID-19 list Saturday. He's still on the reserve PUP list. Not sure what that means, but I'll look that up later. Nick Underhill of New Orleans Football reports Thomas was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list earlier in September after a number of Saints coaches tested positive for the virus. Given the star, wideout was already expected to miss the first 6 weeks of the season. And sorry about that. Didn't mean for that to happen. But anyway, so given the star wideout was already expected to miss the first 6 weeks of the season while recovering from June ankle surgery, the designation shouldn't dramatically change his recovery time. Thomas is first eligible to return October 25th against the Seahawks following the team's week 6 bye. And of course, in more Michael Thomas news. Okay. So Thomas' ankle was transferred from the reserve PUP list to the reserve COVID-19 list to the Field Yates of ESPN Sports. He's tested positive for the virus, according to Aaron Wilson of Sports Talk 790 Houston. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I know how a lot of people are making how athletes are making a big deal of retiring early because of, and sorry about this. That's not what I meant to put there. Yeah, I know what you guys are thinking. Why are these athletes are basically, you know, transferring to a different team or retiring or whatever, all because of the COVID-19 protocols and stuff like that. And, you know, I feel, like I said before, man, I feel that it makes a lot of sense in a way, because the very last thing you don't want to have is an individual who already has the disease to pass it on to other people. And while people might disagree, but like I've previously said in the other show, this is not about fundamental rights or personal rights or whatever case scenario may be. This is about public health. This is about safety. This is about protecting people and preventing them from going into hospitals and being under a ventilator. You know what I'm saying? Like this whole fucking misconceptions from conspiracy theorists. That shit has to stop, man. As we continue, okay, Thomas becomes the first Saints player to go on the COVID-19 list after the Associated Press reported earlier Tuesday that six unidentified New Orleans coach staff members and one player tested positive for the virus. Provided he doesn't experience any overly symptoms, Thomas' timeline for making his 2021 debut shouldn't be affected. After opening the campaign on the PUP list while recovering from June surgery on his left ankle, Thomas was already slated to miss the first 6 weeks of the season. He'll first be eligible to return October 25th in Seattle following the Saints week 6 bye. Okay. Let's see. I'm sorry. Let's see this. TMZ Sports. Just give me a second. I'm trying to see if there's any more. Oh boy. Okay. Another Michael Thomas news, of course. So Michael Thomas claims LA mansion owner ruined his off-season training. NFL star suing for $1 million. Oh boy. NFL star Michael Thomas says his off-season training program was severely disrupted by some nightmare landlords in L.A., and now he's suing, looking for more than $1 million in damages. According to court docs obtained by TMZ Sports, the New Orleans Saints wide receiver says he agreed to rent a mansion in the Bel Air area from February 4th to April 5th. The place was awesome. It has 6 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, and an incredible gym, media room, and pool. Thomas claims the deal with the owner was simple. He says he agreed to pay $60,000 a month in rent, as well as a $60,000 deposit. $60,000 deposit. Thomas says the owner promised to leave the NFL player alone too, allowing him to train for the 2021 season without any interruptions. Thomas claimed he paid $120,000 for the 2-month rental term and also paid the $60,000 security deposit in full just before moving in. But Thomas says after he moved in, there was nothing but drama with the place. The 28-year-old says there were issues with the pads, pool, garage doors, and kitchen appliances. Thomas also says reps from the place repeatedly showed up to the home and unannounced, interrupting Thomas' workouts. To make matters worse, Thomas says the mansion's owner refused to give back any portion of his $60,000 security deposit after he moved out in April. Thomas is now suing for breach of lease and more, and is asking for more than $1 million in damages. It's all very interesting considering the drama currently going down with Thomas and his Saints team. Reportedly, New Orleans wanted Thomas to have surgery on his injured ankle for following the 2020 season, right around the time the receiver began renting the Bel Air mansion. But Michael opted to try to heal the injury on his own and allegedly didn't communicate much, if at all, with the Saints during that process. Thomas eventually realized he had to have the surgery following all of the drama with his mansion rental he's claiming in the lawsuit, and he's now expected to be sidelined for at least the first few weeks of the season. Wow. Yeah. I'd be sad about having an injury too, if it was me. Okay. We're going to go to Juju Schuster-Smith. Okay. So Juju Schuster-Smith. Okay. What is it? Milk Crate? All right. Okay. So, this is according to ProFootballTalk.NBCSports.com right here. So, Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster loves to have a little fun and take a few risks. He recently took a risk that horrified plenty of his team's fans. Juju did the Milk Crate Challenge, a fairly new and extremely dangerous phenomenon that consists of climbing a pyramid of plastic cubes, stepping from 1-2 stacks of 2-6, and then back down. Yeah, I say that's the stupidest challenge that I ever heard. And of course, you got other celebrities that's actually doing the Milk Crate Challenge and stuff, which I don't understand why you're doing all this. I feel like people nowadays are doing all this shit for fucking likes and views and shit. Like, come on, man. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I would be screaming out of my ass if I was to bust my ass on those milk crates. And yeah, and speaking of busting my ass, let's continue here. Okay. Here's the video. The attached photo is not from Juju's effort. He has someone on each side of the crates ostensibly to catch him if he fell. Okay, that was stupid. then there's the fact that Smith-Schuster is a professional athlete, giving him far more skill than the vast majority of those caught on camera slipping and tripping and falling. Smith-Schuster joins the Colts mascot as NFL figures pulling off the stunt. He's hoping that the extent of it. TikTok recently banned Milk Crate Challenge videos. It's an inherently dangerous activity that has caused many injuries. So don't do it. Whether or not you are someone whose job requires avoiding off-duty injury, do not do it. All right. You heard it here. Yeah, you don't want to try this at home, folks. Because that's not pretty and that's not cute. And I don't know why people come up with stupid challenges whatsoever. I mean, I can't front though that there's some challenges that's actually crazy funny compared to a dangerous stunt like this. This reminds me of all the Jackass TV episodes and the movies, by the way. Oh man, and this is crazy. And I'm not gonna, okay. And I know there's more to this shit too, man. Hold on. I know there's more to this shit. Oh man. I know there's more to this, man. There's gotta be more to this. Okay. Oh, impossible. Man, late last month, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster stirred up the team's fan base when video emerged showing him taking the milk crate challenge. Oh boy. In a video interview with Pro Football Talk that was posted on Thursday, Smith-Schuster claims he didn't do what Mike Florio describes as the full milk crate challenge. If you are actually watching the video, I wasn't all the way doing it through, Smith-Schuster told Florio. That was something that I was just my boys had my back. Let's just say that. Smith-Schuster is referring to the fact that he has spotters on each side of him charged with trying to catch him if he took a tumble. He went on to claim that he didn't go all the way up and all the way down the pyramid of milk crates, just the backside down, the three steps. It seems highly unlikely that Smith-Schuster would attempt the challenge and do it less than halfway. Anyway, doing it part way doesn't guarantee he wouldn't have been hurt in the fall. Fortunately, Smith-Schuster successfully completed the challenge part of it, but countless other individuals haven't fared as well, with many people sustaining injuries that have landed them in the hospital, injuries like broken bones and torn ligaments, and worse. Yes, TikTok has banned the milk crate challenge recently. That explains why TikTok, a popular social media platform, banned the milk crate challenge from its platform just days before Smith-Schuster's video appeared online. TikTok prohibits content that promotes or glorifies dangerous acts, and we remove videos and redirect searches to our community guidelines to discourage such content. We encourage everyone to exercise caution in their behavior, whether online or off, said a statement that TikTok provided at the time. Coincidentally, Florio had already made opening for asking Smith-Schuster about the milk crate challenge, as Smith-Schuster is promoting the Snickers Rookie Mistake of the Year program. Oh shit. Wait. Am I reading this right? Rookie Mistake of the Year program is the name of... Oh wow. Never mind that a rookie mistake by Snickers definition isn't a mistake in judgment. It's a funny misstep made when you are off your game. But it's analogous enough to have given Florio an excuse to broach a potentially touchy subject. Juju Smith-Schuster and the body shot. What? What? Wait a minute. Wait. Body shot. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. The body shot challenge? Are you serious? Okay, let me hold on. I need to look this up. Hold on, guys. Okay, the body. Hold on. What is the body shot challenge? We're gonna learn this today. Okay, the body shot. Hold on a sec. Yeah, we're gonna learn about this today. Now, I'm really trying to figure out what that means, but this, oh Lord. Oh man, oh man. What the hell? Man, you know what? I don't wait. You know what? I'm not even gonna go through it this. Let me continue where I left off here. Of course, not really the type of thing that people should be doing. I can't necessarily agree with this crazy ass idea, but let me continue this shit, man. Oh man. Okay, anyway, it's probably not the last time that Smith-Schuster will engage in off-the-field behavior that could potentially harm his health, not to mention his earning power as an NFL wide receiver. Considering that earlier this year, the 24-year-old who has 3.1 million followers on TikTok took the so-called body shot challenge from professional boxer Ryan Garcia, a 22-year-old lightweight from California. In that case, Smith-Schuster absorbed 21 rapid-fire body blows from Garcia before crumpling to the ground in pain. Oh my fucking gosh. I got a question for this shit. You gotta be fucking kidding me. You got to be fucking shitting me right now. Like, first you do the fucking milk crate challenge. Now you doing the fucking body shot. Like, you getting 21 blows to the face? Man. Do I? Let me not go there. Let me not go there. In that case, Smith-Schuster absorbed 21 rapid-fire blows to the head. Okay, I already read that. Smith-Schuster is entering another contract year. As for the forthcoming football season, Smith-Schuster told Florio, "I'm safe, I'm healthy, and I'll be playing this Sunday and ready to go." That's a good thing because the fifth-year veteran is on a one-year, $8 million contract he signed in March. The former 2017 second-round pick, USC, will become an unrestricted free agent again in 2022. He's coming off a season in which he caught 97 passes for 831 yards and 9 touchdowns. Wow. Wow. Pretty interesting, huh? And speaking of interesting, we got to talk about Vinny Curry. Okay, Vinny Curry, right? Let's talk about this guy here. Anything in relations to any stories whatsoever? Let's see. Oh, shit. Let's see. All right, let's talk about this one. So, okay. So, Vinny Curry's season is over, but his life was saved. The Jets pass rusher was diagnosed by team doctors in July with a rare blood disorder. That required the removal of his spleen, and complications during the recovery process will require him to avoid football activities until at least late November, Curry revealed Wednesday on social media. Oh boy. Yeah, that's crazy, man. While I am incredibly disappointed that I will not be able to play with my teammates this year, I am thankful that the doctors identified my condition in time, Curry wrote, along with a note to please keep me and my family in prayer. They have informed me that I am expected to make a full recovery and return to the field next season. Signed in March to a one-year contract with a guaranteed base salary of $1.75 million. Curry was limited participant in some spring practices before receiving his diagnosis. The Neptune, New Jersey native, landed on the non-football injury list on the first day of training camp and immediately was ruled out for the regular season opener. And, of course, doctors projected me to return to the field in the middle of September, Curry said. During my recovery, blood clots formed and forced me to go on the blood thinners, preventing me from having physical contact for the next 3 to 6 months. The Jets moved Curry, 33, to the reserve list Tuesday, officially ending his season. The situation remained a mystery for another 24 hours. End quote. We were blessed that we were able to find some things that were going unnoticed, head coach Robert Saleh said. Curry was dressed in a Jets-branded top, not in uniform, Wednesday as he observed from the sidelines during a joint practice against the Eagles, for whom he tallied 30 sacks over 8 seasons and was a Super Bowl little starter. When Eagles defensive lineman Javon Hargrave had a sack during the 2-minute drill, he trash-talked the Jets sideline. Vinny Curry was here last year, Hargrave said of his former teammate, and I was just playing with him. Less than an hour after the interaction, Curry made his announcement. End quote. I am so grateful to all those who have reached out to me on social media and in person, Curry wrote. He also said, in quote, I can promise them all that I will be back stronger and more determined than ever. What does it mean on the field for the Jets? Bad things happen in threes. Well, 3 of the 4 veteran free agents added to the defensive front 7 to bolster the pass rush, improve pass coverage of tight ends, and make things easier inside for rising star Quinnen Williams will miss most or all of the season. Oh boy. First dominant edge rusher Carl Lawson suffered a season-ending torn Achilles. Then inside linebacker Jared Davis suffered an ankle injury that will keep him out for about 2 months. Now Curry, whose anticipated return became even more critical in Lawson's absence, is finished. Only Sheldon Rankins remains. End quote. He's been so productive in his career, Saleh said of Curry. Losing his leadership first and foremost, and just his overall energy and the positivity that he brings, it hurts. So with general manager Joe Douglas already in the market for a pass rusher after losing Lawson, the Jets are starting at an even bigger void. It's always easy to play the fictional game of let's go get somebody, Saleh said. The reality is they are few and far between in terms of what's available. Obviously, Joe and his staff are working relentlessly, but we've got great confidence in the guys that are here. We love Vinny, and it hurts not to have him around, but it also gives somebody else an opportunity to set up. Messages from current and former teammates immediately poured in on Curry's social media account. Ain't nothing you can't handle, big homie, wrote Russell Shepard, who played with Curry on the Buccaneers before finishing his own career with the Giants. Added Jets teammate John Franklin Myers, miss you out there, bro. We got you, though. Well, that's another athlete that has to take care of his health right here. It's not just tennis players. It's also football athletes that got to do that too. Now, a rare blood disorder is crazy, man. One of the craziest, rarest diseases you ever hear in stories like this, though. But hopefully, by taking care of himself, hopefully he'll make a return Not sure exactly, but this is more of a wait and see. All right. Let's go to, okay. Now, I don't know exactly what I'm going to talk about next, but let's go through another. I'm not even going to talk about the whole, I don't know why the Baltimore Orioles mascot decides to do the milk crate challenge. I don't even think I'm going to go into too deep with this, but let's see if there's anything else to talk about in sports. Let's see. Let's take a look and see here. Well, we're going to go to... Wait a minute here. LeBron James? Hold up here, man. LeBron James offered an NFL... Wait, hold on. Let's read this. LeBron James says he almost played in the NFL, telling Eli and Peyton Manning, the Cowboys and Seahawks, both offer him contracts during the NBA lockout in 2011. LeBron joined the Manning brothers during their Monday Night Football broadcast when the Giants legend asked James if it were true that Dallas recruited him back in the day, with Eli asking if he had any temptation to put the uniform on and go play for the Cowboys. That's true. Jerry Jones offered me a contract. Also, Pete Carroll did as well in Seattle during our lockout time, LeBron told Eli and Peyton. It definitely got my blood flowing again, got my mind racing again, thinking about the game of football being out there on Sundays. And this is from SportsCenter on Twitter. They say, in quote, like this, "I still got the jersey too, that Jerry Jones and Pete Carroll sent me from 2011. Imagine LeBron on the Cowboys or Seahawks, King James, which never really happened because he's a basketball player, for crying out loud. So let's continue this. Unfortunately for Cowboys and Seahawks fans, LeBron says NBA players and owners quickly worked through their differences and lockout ended shortly after. We were able to get a deal done in the NBA, and I was back on the court in no time. But I definitely thought about it. I still got the jerseys too that Jerry and Pete Carroll sent me from 2011. Eli asked which position teams envisioned the 6'8", 250 pound basketball legend playing wide receiver, tight end. Yeah, more tight end. Tight end, LeBron answered. I wanted to be a red zone specialist like Gronk. You recall James was a talented receiver in high school, playing for St. Mary's football team, even getting recruited by several Division I schools for football. He smashed the competition during his junior year, racking up 57 receptions, 1,160 yards, and 16 touchdowns. Great numbers, but safe to say his decision to quit football and focus on hooping turned out well for the future Hall of Famer. But not even Peyton could stop himself from imagining what it would have been like to throw the ball up to a freakishly big, strong, and talented athlete. I would have thrown so many touchdowns to LeBron, put him out wide, throw the ball, throw the fade, jump ball, 75 touchdowns. Defenses, you are lucky." Oh, so we going by luck now, huh? Oh man, let's see. Oh man, this is crazy, man. What else, man? And you know, speaking of Eli Manning, you know, he's the retiree of the New York Giants. Of course, everybody knows that. And of course, he's in the news of TMZ Sports. So, the Manning broadcast turned PG-13 on Monday Night Football with Eli Manning giving a double middle finger salute live on air. The hilarious moment went on ESPN2 as the Giants legend was sharing his experiences going up against the Philadelphia Eagles, describing their fans as absolutely worthless. He said in quote, "You go Philly. You're getting the double bird right away from a 9-year-old kid," Eli told Peyton and fourth quarter guest Chris Long. "I would give the bird. I don't know. Can we do that? I'm sure you can blur that out, right?" And of course, from Twitter, Bet Any Sports chimed in and basically said, "Eli Manning flips the double bird during the hashtag MNF, which stands for Monday Night Football, folks. Manning cast while telling an anecdote about how young Philadelphia Eagles fans used to give him the middle finger from each end." Okay. As it turns out, E, no, you can't do that. And no, they couldn't blur it out. But that didn't stop him from holding up the jester for a few solid moments. Despite the hiccup, Eli continued his story like nothing happened, claiming fans would say things about his mom that he wouldn't say over the air. Apparently, he limits himself to the FCC violation per game. In other words, you know, you got corporations that's in mainstream that's actually doing all the censorship, which is the same that goes with radio. Radio stations actually do censorship as well. And that's why I didn't want to go through the route of being a radio personality, because number one, I'm not really cool with the censorship. It's almost like you're taking away, you know, free speech and shit. You know what I'm saying? And of course, that's my take on it. Before I continue, let me just take a sip of water real quick so my mouth don't get dry. So the Manning cast has been a huge hit through 3 weeks, with guests like LeBron James, Russell Wilson, Gronk, and Charles Barkley joining the bros to talk football. Mitchell Summers from Twitter says, "I look at Pat and just give him the eyes. Yeah, we about to make some shit up here." Hashtag Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce letting it fly out here on ESPN. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Oh man. Okay, so Travis Kelce also flirted with more mature content when he was on during week one, dropping an S-bomb. No word on the FCC will hand down any fines, but Eli ended up apologizing for the whole thing. "Sorry earlier, I gave the double bird. I guess that's frowned upon, so I apologize if I offended anybody. That's just what a 9-year-old did to me, and I thought I could do it back," Eli said. Yeah. So hopefully, all is forgiven. Okay, speaking of all forgiven, Yeah, I was not expecting to talk about Tom Brady, but we gotta get to this before we wrap up this show right here. Okay, so this is according to TMZ Sports, of course. And Tom Brady is treating his big return to Foxborough like a regular football game, claiming he's not expecting any fanfare against the Patriots this Sunday. Right. Like that's gonna happen. Week four will mark TB12's first trip back to Gillette Stadium since leaving the Pats in 2020, and in his 1 year with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, all he's done is win the Super Bowl over the Kansas City Chiefs, no biggie. But with Sunday's reunion approaching, Brady says he's not going to waste any time thinking about his first 20 years with the Pats. He said, in quote, "I'm not going to necessarily reminisce," Bradley told ESPN this week. "I don't think this is the moment for that. I'll have plenty of opportunities to reminisce about my football career, none of which I really care to do right now because I'm so much in the moment. I'm not going to be thinking about 20 years of history. I'm going to be thinking about one night of football, a Sunday night game coming off a really tough loss." Brady's former partner in crime, Bill Belichick, hasn't fared as well without the GOAT under center. BB finished his 2020 coaching campaign with a 7-9 record and missed the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Both teams come into the game have suffered defeat in week three, so the stakes will be high when the teams kick off on Sunday Night Football. As for what Tom expects, I mean, I think they are there to root for their team, and their team is the Patriots, Brady said. I think they're gonna cheer for their team as I would expect them to, and I think if they show not if they know nothing anything about me, they are gonna know that I'm going out there to try to win the football game, so I think they'll respect that about me. As it turned out, Brady is just a few yards from passing Drew Brees on the all-time passing yards list on Sunday, which is quite the full circle moment for TB12. No matter what Brady wants, it's going to be rough and tough for the Pats to not thank the guy for six Super Bowls. Okay. Yeah, when I first heard that Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots, of course everybody was not a Patriots fan. I wasn't even a Patriots fan at that moment. I'm still a New York Giants to this day, as a matter of fact. Even though there's different players and stuff like that, I mean, at some point, like you gotta adapt. All right, you have to adapt to some changes. It's not gonna always be fucking sunshines and rainbows up in here. You know what I mean? Like for me, like I don't have a favorite football player or anything like that. As long as they're doing their job and going over the plays, not making outlandish plays, which by the way, it's not gonna be easy winning every game. Of course, there's gonna be ups and downs. With the errors of plays, the interceptions, other opponent teammates trying to take the play away from particular current team that they're playing out of the reach of scoring touchdowns. Yeah, it happens. But you know what? It's all about doing your best. And that's what, and that's my take on it. And that's how we're going to end here today on the show. Now, listen, like I said before, man, I didn't get a chance to record due to some crazy stuff that went down. But anyway, so let me see how much time I have on here. Yeah. So this was a great episode two of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. All right. For all you new listeners on the YouTube universe that's watching this, this is a sports edition show of the podcast, which we talk about, you know, the stories about the athletes. We're going to be talking about, you know, the stats. We're going to be talking about the amount of points. And other than what's in the field, we're also going to talk about what's going on outside the field and shit like that. So, you know what I mean? So stay tuned for more of that. And hopefully I'll be able to record on Sports Sunday. And, you know, get back into the rhythm of recording on Sundays, which made sense to record on Sundays because, of course, I like watching sports on Sundays. Not just football, but also there's baseball. And, you know, hopefully I'll try to get back into watching basketball games real soon with the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not sure what channel it is, but I will find out in a couple of minutes after we get off the air. Right here. So listen. I did put this show on a couple of stream platforms, so I'm going to go over the where you can listen to the episodes. All right. But first, before I even go over the streaming platforms on the go where you can listen to the episodes of this podcast. Let me make sure that I start with the social media handles first. So let me just get that out the way. First social media handle, you can follow me on 17 Live at G Money Stacks, Queens, New York. I made the link in the link tree already. So when you see the section saying G Money Stacks on Live 17, you're going to see a page that's going to have my profile pic, and it's going to have a button that says follow. You follow me on there, you're going to get more action out of me recording podcast episodes. And I am going to be recording my other show, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, today at 6 p.m. So hopefully you guys get to know more of me and you'll be able to see me in action. So that's G Money Stacks, Queens, New York on the Live 17 phone app. If you don't have that, I suggest you go download it on your iPhones, your Androids, your tablets, and your iPads. All right. And speaking of which, you can also follow the show Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast on Instagram alongside with my other show, which I will be recording today, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. Also, Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast, which I will be recording tomorrow. And also my primary Instagram handle, which is GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. That's what NY stands for, New York. So just to let you know, for all the new listeners that's wondering. So there you go. now we go to the stream platforms on the go. All right. So you can listen to the excellent, fun, vibrant podcast Sports Edition show on Anchor, Audible, Amazon Music, Breaker Audio, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Podorama, Podchaser, Reason FM, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and don't forget to listen to Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast on Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, number one app for music, radio, and podcasts. And last but not least, the YouTube. I need you to go subscribe to Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast on Instagram. No, excuse me, not Instagram. Follow the show on YouTube. Be sure to enable alerts along with the notification bell. Leave a like and a comment. Be sure to stick around for when the show goes in the air via live stream. That's why I mentioned the notification bell to remind you guys on when the show goes on the air via live stream on YouTube. And also be sure to leave a like and a comment along with the topics in the episodes. Be sure to stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes. What else am I missing? Oh, don't forget to download your favorite episodes, which helps a lot, though. You know what I mean? And let me explain on when I'm going to drop the episodes of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, all right? I will be releasing the episodes on Thursdays, all right? Thursdays. I will be releasing them on Thursdays. So you're going to get episodes on Thursdays. And when I release it on there, I will make an announcement on where you could listen to it on the Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Instagram page. And of course, there you got it. Also, don't forget to share the videos alongside with all your streaming platforms. And of course, share the podcast with your friends. And be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend and spread the word. All right. Now, this has been a fun podcast show today. And of course, there's going to be more of the Sports Edition show of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. So, listen, if you have a dream on being an entrepreneur, whether it's about businesses or any other career fields whatsoever, look, don't let nobody stop you. Don't let any bullies or anyone in your family who's not supportive stop you from chasing your goals and dreams or what you like to do that makes you happy. Because at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself this question. Are you doing this to please your family members, like your parents, your friends, or yourself? Because if you say you're doing this for yourself, I know it's pretty hard to actually please everybody. And I'm going through that myself too. But at the end of the day, it's not about pleasing your parents. It's not about pleasing your friends or anything like that. Because sometimes they come and go. And sometimes they're only there for the moment. Sometimes they're busy with their lives or anything like that. And, you know, for me, it's all about having a sense of clarity on things and perspective on myself as an adult who is, you know, you're not going to have everything figured out all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Like, forget about that shit, man. Forget about trying to have everything all figured out because that's like stressing you out. And I know that for a fact. And another way you could, you could actually show the best revenge is success. And you know what you could do with your success? You picture people who are not supportive, that are they're, the hater clown chips from the Hatermobile who don't support or say negative shit about your shit or whatever, Homer Simpson style, like this. Yeah, listen, man. This is G Money Stacks, aka the YouTuber, aka Lonely Nomad, aka Rookie Podcast of Southeast Queens, Laurelton, New York. Signing off, man. And be sure to be safe. Be sure to, care for other people. Be sure to wash your hands. Be sure to have your water, your Gatorade. And be sure to, care for others. Because at the end of the day, another thing I want to point out, actually, though, man, that I actually realized too, is that money doesn't buy happiness. Okay? It doesn't buy respect. It doesn't buy, friendships. It doesn't buy success, period. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys are hearing me, and I hope you guys learned so much from me. And of course, I'm always here to inspire people, motivate people into, chasing their dreams. 'Cause me with three podcast shows, I didn't think I could actually juggle that, but I wanted to show how active I could be. You know what I mean? And of course, you're gonna get more motivation and more inspiration out of me. All right? And don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up your happiness for nobody. Not your parents. Not anybody for that matter. Because, like I always say, when it comes to mental health, it's about you. You matter. And be sure to reach out to your loved ones, your friends, and along with anybody that you know whatsoever, despite your differences. That person might be fine on the outside, but on the inside, that person might be, going through something traumatic, something nightmarish. That person might be going through something very scary that, he or she can't go through alone and stuff like that. There is no good time to reach out to somebody. It's all about following your instincts, your heart, your instincts, your mind, your soul, and don't worry about the perfect time to reach out to someone. And of course, in New York, like I always say, we are resilient. We're about unity. And when it comes to creating stuff like art, graffiti, or any other type of thing whatsoever, that makes you a creative, is part of creativity. And of course, you gotta have hope. You also have to have something that actually gives you the motivational spark an inspirational spark to do what you love to do and makes you happy. It's not about nobody else, and it's not about your parents, and it's not about it's not about any of that. It's about you. You matter. And of course, you know, I want to be able to actually say, you know, I always wanted to say this because, look, whenever people ask me, why do I ask other people in terms of their mental health, in terms of mental health checking, the hashtag that I do, it's only because I want to show that I'm not an asshole compared to most people who think that mental health doesn't exist. And it wouldn't be right. And I already told you what was going on with me for the past 3 days, and I couldn't really, you know, record yesterday. So I'm making the change right now, and I'm taking charge of my career in podcasting. Whether somebody supports me, that's good. If not, so be it. You just gotta cut them off like spaghetti strings and meatballs. You know what I'm saying? And that's my take on on what I have reflected. All right. Look, I'm gonna be clocking out of here. I hope you learned something today. And be sure to care for one another. And without any further ado, man, look, I'm going to be out of here. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, GMoneyStacks555, along with the show pages that I mentioned. I'm out of here. Peace and one love. Hey guys, G Money Stacks here. You like what you heard? I need your help on some things. Go to the YouTube channels like Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show, G Money Stacks 555, and Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast by grabbing the subscribe button, enable alerts with the notification bell, leave a like, comment on the episodes, including the topics, and much more. Plus, you can catch up on the episodes on streaming platforms, including YouTube, by going to the link that says linktree.com/excellentfunvibrantpodcast. Make sure you follow on Instagram, Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast, alongside with myself, G Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Thank you so much for tuning in and rocking with me and listening to the episodes. Peace and one love.